You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Don't be stubborn, Henry. It's well past your bedtime.
It's the holiday.
And you still need to be upstairs. Go on, brush your teeth. I'll be up in a minute.
Sorry, ever come at a bad time? I didn't see Rob's car outside.
No, no, although he will be home soon.
Right.
Oh, let me take the pie from you. The cinnamon apple, did you say?
Yeah, Fallon thought you might like it.
Oh, that's kind. I hadn't even got round to thinking about pudding.
Looks as though you've a special dinner planned.
Hmm?
The table all laid, the wine.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Helen, what is it? What's Rob done now?
Nothing. Well,
tell me.
I'm leaving, Kirsty.
What?
After supper. I was just in the middle of packing my and Henry's bags.
You're really going to leave?
It doesn't have to be forever. I just need some space. That's all. Maybe it's the baby, who
Hold
knows.
Hold on.
But every time I try to make sense of my thoughts, nothing fits together. If I can explain it that way, you know, calmly describe how I'm feeling.
But you're going to tell Rob?
Yes.
Helen.
Well, I have to, Kirsty. I need to be sure.
Darling, I'm home.
No.
Sorry I'm so late. The orders took ages.
Look, wait up the back.
Oh, Helen.
Please.
Where are you?
Kirsty, just for 5 minutes.
Okay, okay.
Don't let him see you through the window.
Helen?
Oh, Rob, sorry. I was putting the recycling out. A nice day?
Yeah, not too bad. What about you? You been out somewhere?
Me? No, I haven't been anywhere.
Oh, so where'd the pie come from?
Oh, the pie. Gran brought it over. Wasn't that sweet? I thought we could have a nice supper together. It's been such a long time since we've just sat down and talked.
No, you're right, it has. And whatever's in the oven smells delicious.
Really?
Yeah. What is it?
Tuna bake. We haven't had much in the cupboards. I haven't been out the house. Hope you like it.
Oh, why wouldn't I? Music?
Hmm?
Have I got time for a quick shower?
Yes, of course. Henry's getting ready for bed.
Let's see. What shall we put on? Ah, perfect. I'll try not to be long.
Take your time.
Could we have custard with the pie?
Custard? Absolutely.
And none of that shop-bought muck, hey?
Oh.
It's just lazy, especially when it's so simple to make.
No, you're right, that's fine. Don't worry, we'll have it homemade. Kirsty, are you still there?
I'm here. Where's he gone?
Upstairs for a shower. Now, listen, if I call when we've finished, would you come and pick me up?
Yeah, okay, but...
I did think I'd go to Mum and Dad's, but they'll have so many questions.
All right, but Helen, are you sure you don't want me here with
no.
you?
No.
Aren't you scared I will react?
He'll be fine.
Really?
I don't know, but...
Helen!
You better go.
Where have you put the phone I gave
Helen!
You?
He's hidden behind the cereal boxes.
I know what you're
be
up to.
Brave. You're making the right decision. I'll speak to you later.
You expected me to come home a little later, were you? Well, I'm sorry, but you'll have to be smarter than that.
Rob, what is it?
Why is there a half-packed bag on our bed? Go on! Explain that!
It's my hospital bag. I thought I'd start to get it ready.
Your hospital bag? You're not due for weeks yet.
Well, I know, but I had Henry at 30 weeks. It's better to be organised. That's all I was doing, honestly.
Well, how was I meant to know, eh? I'm going to need to be able to find things, aren't I? I need to know what you got in there.
No, you're right. It's my fault. I should have told you. I'm sorry. So, are you going to have that shower?
Hmm?
There's no rush. Sup will keep warm.
No. No, I'll have the shower later. Let's have supper now. Well, tuck in. You know how much your parents worry? What am I going to tell them if you're not eating, hmm? Don't want you causing all that trouble like last time. All right, well, if you're not hungry, I'll certainly have it. I think this may be one of the tastiest meals you've ever cooked. Makes me wonder why you don't make it more often.
You know why.
Sorry, couldn't hear you.
I said you know why. You told me you didn't like tuna.
When did I ever say that?
Ages ago. I tried to cook you a special meal. You knew what we were having, but then you said you couldn't eat it.
No, you imagined it.
I didn't.
You must have done, darling. I love tuna. You have been getting confused lately.
No.
I understand.
No, don't do that.
Your hormones must be all over
the place. This started long before I was pregnant.
What started? Come on. Oh, you said you wanted to talk. Have you got something you want to say to me? No? Well, okay then. Now, I want to see you clear at least half of your plate.
What do I mean? You're trying to control me. You won't let me out. I can't use my phone. I'm not even allowed to wear the clothes. Don't laugh.
Well, you did used to rather flaunt yourself, darling.
But my hair. I mean, I've never chosen to have it like this.
You said you liked it.
Only because you did. Rob, I've changed everything for you.
Ellen, honestly.
Things are even different with Henry now. Did you make that bath too hot for him?
What?
When I wasn't looking.
Oh, darling, you do dream up a lot of nonsense.
It's not nonsense. I know it's not.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes.
The one who's seeing a shrink.
I do know because Jess told me. I saw her last week.
You did what? When?
We met up in Felbersham.
Were you comparing notes?
I wanted to know what really happened with her baby. And do you know what she told me? She's glad he isn't yours. She said the best thing she's ever done is to get away from you.
Yes. And look what I've ended up with. Another clingy, feeble-minded, oversensitive harpy. You're as mad as each other.
What are you doing?
Desperate to be loved, desperate to be needed. Oh, my God, you were so desperate you had yourself knocked up with some random bloke's sperm.
Rob, please stop it.
Women like you and Jess, you just want someone to take you in hand. And you did want it, Helen. Yes, you did. Don't you shake your head.
I didn't.
You were only too happy. Just so long as you could live your cosy little life in your chocolate box village with a father for your sprog and mummy and daddy just down the lane.
No, that's not true.
Where would you be if we hadn't met? An unhinged single-parent disaster zone, a lonely, frigid spinster just yearning for a real man to complete her. And I do, don't I? When we're together, don't I make you feel special? Be honest. I made you feel desired for the first time in your life.
Yes.
You wanted it because you wanted me.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so frank, but you forced me. Come on. Yeah, let's wipe away those tears. Now, it's not your fault. You're not well. Just think how lucky you are to have me to look after you. Remember when you last heard this song? It was the night I gave you our son. You remember now?
Yes, I remember.
Every night should be like that, don't you think? When you completely belong to me.
Mummy, I'm
asleep. Yes, okay, darling, stay where you are.
No, I'll go.
No.
I told you I'll deal with him. Henry, you know you're supposed to be in bed. What are you doing out of your room? What the hell are you doing?
Oh.
Give me that. Oh. Where'd you get this? This isn't your phone.
Kirsty. She gave it to me.
That interfering sow. What have I told you? She's a manipulative, man-hating dyke. At least your brother wised up before he got saddled with her. Oh. Well, go on.
What?
You wanted to talk to her? Answer it. Tell her you're fine.
Hello, Kirsty.
Helen, you called.
I know, it was an accident.
Are you okay?
I can't really talk. We still haven't finished eating.
Haven't you told him?
Not yet. I'm fine, though. Bye.
Good girl. You're right. We should have our pudding. Is the custard ready? Helen? Well, you ought to take the pie out of the oven. Helen? Take it out, it's going to burn.
Then let it, I don't care. Yeah, you were right. That's not my hospital bag I'm leaving. And I'm taking Henry with me.
No, you can't, I won't let you.
You can't stop us.
Oh, yes, I can. You're my wife and Henry's my son.
No, he is not.
You're carrying my child.
There's nothing of you in Henry.
You're mine. Wherever you are, I'll always be there.
No.
Don't you know that?
No, you're wrong. As soon as I walk out that door, you will never see any of us again, including the baby.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. Yes, I'll make sure of it. You'll just be a sad, pathetic little man. Get out of my way. Ow!
You really want to leave?
Rob, let go.
All right. I'll show you. You want to know how you can leave?
Rob.
You see this knife? Take it. Come on, put it in your hand. Do what Greg did. End it all now. Go on, I dare you. Because you're nothing without me, Helen. Nothing.
Why are you doing this?
No one will even be that surprised. So go on. It's your choice. But it's the only way I am ever letting you go.
You're a monster!
Stop it. Stop shouting.
Oh,
out. Back upstairs.
Why is Mummy upstairs?
Henry! I'm warning you, do as you're told this second or I'll...
No!
Right, come here, you little...
No! Get your hands off him! Don't touch him! Sorry.
Helen.
Sorry.
Put the knife down. Helen! No!
Mummy!
It's all right, Henry. You don't have to go to bed just yet. Why don't we put on a cartoon, hmm? How does that sound?
What's wrong with Daddy?
Oh, I think there's already a disc in the player.
Is he hurt?
Let's just carry on watching that.
Why won't Daddy get up?
Daddy's sleeping, so we need to be really careful not to wake him. Now, you just sit yourself down on the sofa. That's it. Good boy. I'll be back in a moment.
Helen, what's happening? Hello? Helen, is that you?
I stabbed him. Kirsty, he was in my hand.
You did what?
It just happened. I didn't know what else to do.
All right, calm down. Where are you now? Did you manage to get away?
No.
Are you safe?
You don't understand. He made me choose. I had to make him stop.
Stop?
Kirsty, he's dead. I've killed him.
Oh my God, Helen. What? Is that blood?
What?
On your sleeve.
Oh, I don't...
Look, just try to explain to me what happened. Did you tell Rob you were leaving?
He was shouting at Henry.
Henry, is he all right?
He's watching cartoons.
He's okay?
Yes. Oh, should be in bed.
And where's Rob? Helen, where's Rob?
In the kitchen.
Kitchen. Right.
Where are you going? No, don't go in there, don't go in there.
I need to see Helen. Stay there. I'm just going to have a look. Oh, my God.
He knocked the custard over when I tried to clear it up, but there's so much of it. Because I didn't know what else to do. He wouldn't let me go.
All right, okay.
Then he tried to grab me.
Just stay calm. Have you called the emergency services? Look, we can sort this, but we have to think clearly. Have you called anyone?
He said it was what I wanted. He said I belong to him.
Helen, please, just be quiet for a minute.
No.
You need to stop talking.
I'm not going
to
go near him because... No.
Helen, shut up! Dear God. He's breathing.
No, can't be. No, that's impossible.
Go and fetch some towels.
See, well, he was dead.
Towels, whatever, anything to stop the bleeding.
No, he has to be.
Just do it! I'm ringing for an ambulance. Yes, that's another siren now. I'm not sure. Helen, is that the police?
Yes, what are they doing here?
Yes, it's
them. I don't understand. Why is the ambulance just sitting up the lane? What are they waiting for?
Sorry, say that again.
Why don't they just come in?
It's hard to tell. The towel is soaked up a lot. He's barely breathing, though, and he's gone really pale. What? Maybe a couple of minutes ago, but they weren't really focusing.
Oh, Harrison, thank God it's you.
Helen? Could you step further back, please?
Yes, of course.
This is my colleague, PC Hunter.
Hello.
Oh, you have to believe me. I didn't even know what I'd done.
All right, Helen. All right. We've had a report of an incident. Someone's injured.
Rob.
Through here.
Sal.
Yeah, you go. Helen. Now, is there anyone else in the house?
Right. We have an unconscious adult male with apparent stab wounds. Kirsty, can I ask you to come into the hall? The paramedics are just outside.
Is it just the two of you?
No.
There's Henry as well.
Henry?
He's Helen's.
My little boy. I've just put him to bed.
We're clear. You can come in now.
Who's the patient?
Robert Titchener.
Robert.
Rob.
Which way?
Straight through to the kitchen.
Okay, thanks.
Now, is it all right if one of us checks on Henry?
Wait, no. He's okay. He'll be frightened if you disturb him.
Okay,
then maybe your friend can come too.
We just want to make sure...
No, I'll go.
Helen?
You're going to wake him.
You need to stay down here.
It's fine, Helen. Listen to Harrison.
Why don't we get out of everyone's way, eh? Can we go into the living room?
Yeah.
Grand. Let's find you somewhere to sit down.
So does Henry have any other family nearby?
Family? Yes. His grandparents live just down the road.
Oh, do you know what Tom's plans are?
I think he's making a start on the seabeds for the carrot.
Oh, will he need a hand?
Oh, he's got Johnny. I might drop over to Brookfield, see how they're getting on. Tom reckons that they've had to shift things round in the parlour with the new herd.
Always the dairy farmer.
Yeah, always. That's for tomorrow, though. Oh, right now, I'm just about ready for a good night's kip.
Oh. Tony?
What?
That might be Helen. Who else would be calling at this time? Might be the baby coming.
All right.
Well, answer it.
Yes. Hello.
I've informed ED.
Are you still feeling dizzy?
Don't think so.
Roger that.
And you've not had any bumps to the head?
No.
Can I see your hands?
Helen? Your mum and dad are coming to pick up Henry.
What do you mean? Why can't he stay here?
He'll be much safer with Pat and Tony.
No, Harrison.
Helen,
no.
Listen to
me. No, I want him here with me.
This isn't a good place for Henry to be right now. There's still lots of things need clearing up, okay?
Yes, but
now,
he needs...
Now, let the officer finish checking you over.
PC Burns?
Yes?
Joanne Madeley.
Sarge?
Is this the wife?
Yes, Helen Titchener.
So can you bring me up to speed?
At approximately 9:40, Mrs. Titchener's friend Kirsty Miller requested an ambulance to attend a stabbing. When asked if the assailant was still at the scene, she replied that she was. That's when we were asked to respond.
Henry doesn't need to go to my mum and dad's.
Stay calm, Helen.
Henry is Helen's 5-year-old son.
Was he involved in the incident?
Difficult to tell.
But the child was there when it happened?
Yes.
I
think so.
Sleeping. He's only little. He doesn't understand.
Excuse me, I was told CID had arrived.
That's me.
Could I have a word? I'm the ambulance service doctor.
Absolutely. PC Burns, stay here with Mrs. Titchener.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Nick Corby.
Detective Sergeant Madeley. So how's our victim looking?
Well, he's lost a lot of blood from a laceration to his wrist. He also has stab wounds to his abdomen and another to his chest. We've had to perform an emergency thoracostomy. Mind out, stretcher.
A what? Sorry?
an incision between the ribs to release the pressure from a collapsed lung. As for how serious the rest of his internal injuries are, we just don't know yet. Judging by the length of the knife, though, it's only a matter of degree. We need to get him to hospital.
Sure.
Okay, if I take a picture of the knife, it'll help us with the surgery that this guy's going to need.
Of course, that's fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
You should know, though, someone wasn't messing around. He's lucky to still be alive.
Other than shock, I can't find any obvious injuries.
And what about the baby? How's he doing?
Seems fine. Okay? I'll go and check on the others upstairs.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to cause all this fuss. I couldn't stand him any longer. And he wouldn't listen. I didn't know what else to do.
Helen,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Oh, God, what have I done?
PC Burns, can I have your handcuffs, please?
Sarge?
Your cuffs? Mrs. Titchener, I need you to stand for me and put your arms out in front of yourself.
What are you doing?
In order to prevent further harm or injury and to allow for a prompt investigation, you are now being arrested on suspicion of wounding.
No, please, you can't. No.
You do not have to say anything.
What about Henry?
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Pat, over there.
Tony.
Mum, what are you doing here?
I heard sirens. Do you know what's happening? They won't stay.
No, not really.
They just keep telling everyone to stay behind the court.
The police called us about 10 minutes ago.
They said there's been a violent incident.
Violent?
Rob's been hurt, apparently.
Rob?
We weren't expecting to find all this, though. I mean, who are we meant to talk to?
Well, who did you speak to, Mum?
I'm not sure. I can't see him. They keep coming and going. And now people have turned up to gawp as well. I suppose with all the flashing lights.
All right, well, then...
Tony, wait. Something's happening inside.
Oh, that's not Rob being wheeled out.
It can't be, surely. When they said Rob was in...
Oh, no.
Pat, Tony, Harrison.
What on earth?
Helen and Henry, okay?
Look, they're fine.
Really?
I'll explain in a moment, if you wouldn't mind ducking under the tape.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But what about me? Am I allowed?
Sorry, Mrs. Woolley. I'll have to ask you to stay where you are.
But I...
No, don't panic, Mum.
5466, receiving, over.
Honestly, just wait there.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Archer are here. Could you bring Henry out, please? Over. First, we need to log you in.
No, just tell us what's happened.
Is Rob okay?
Please, Harrison, we need to know.
All right, but you need to prepare yourselves. Rob's been assaulted. Stabbed.
What?
And Helen is under arrest.
What?
She's been arrested.
No, that can't be right. He doesn't make any sense.
There isn't much doubt.
Henry, don't let go.
Mummy.
Henry! Darling, are you all right?
Why are the policemen here? Daddy was just lying down.
I don't understand either, sweetheart. It's going to be okay, though.
What are you playing
at?
All right, mind
the
step.
You shouldn't
be thinking.
No,
it's not her fault.
Helen! No. Henry, stay with me.
It's ridiculous. She's my friend. She wouldn't hurt anyone.
Kirsty!
Pat, you have to do something. I've tried explaining. They won't take any notice.
You've not arrested Kirsty as well?
No, we're just taking her to the station to answer some questions.
This way, please.
Well, can we come too?
Oh, yeah, maybe one of us should go in the back of the van with Helen.
I'm sorry.
But she's pregnant. She can't go on her own.
Mummy!
I know. It's okay, darling. Hold my hand.
Where are they taking my mummy?
They're just taking her on a little trip. Don't worry. It looks a lot scarier than it is. I'm sure Mummy will come home very soon.
Helen, can you open your mouth for me? I need to take a swab from the inside of your cheek, all right?
Fine.
It's just so we have your DNA on record.
We're going to need her body mapped as well.
Yeah, no problem. Raggy's on his way. A doctor's going to come and check how you are. In the meantime, is there anyone you want to call to say where you are?
I'm not sure. Mum and Dad, I suppose.
They've already been made aware.
Have they? Oh, well then.
What about a solicitor? You can have your own. Or we could arrange one for you.
Well, I don't need a solicitor, do I?
You don't need one, no, but...
But you'd be well advised.
You're entitled to free, independent legal advice. I can't stress that enough.
No, I don't want anyone.
Are you sure?
Well, if you change your mind, we can sort it out. But Claire, I'm going to talk to the friend. Let me know when Dr. Sharma's seen her.
Yeah, it will do.
All right, Helen.
Should we get you out of these clothes?
I wish I knew, Tom. I had to wait for Roy to bring me a change of clothes.
What do you need clothes for?
So they could take mine for forensics.
You're kidding.
Tom, they made me undress, standing on a sheet of paper. You know, to catch any fragments. It's madness. I don't know what they think they're going to find.
And you've absolutely no idea what they're doing with Helen?
They won't tell me anything. What about you? Have you spoken to anyone?
No. Some people are here from children's services, but that's to do with Henry.
Is he okay?
Well, he's very confused.
Oh, of course he is. Oh, I've got to go, Tom. Someone's just come in.
Oh, right.
I'll talk to you later. I'm allowed to use my phone, aren't I?
By all means. You're here of your own free will. Can I fetch you anything? Another tea?
No.
Coffee?
I'm fine. Look, you have to understand. You've got it wrong. Helen was trying to leave him. She was going to ring me to pick her up.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. We found a pay-as-you-go mobile at the scene.
That's right. I gave it to her.
For what purpose?
Rob was always checking her phone.
So this was something you'd planned together without her husband's knowing?
I wouldn't say planned exactly.
But you had arranged for her to call.
Look, I just wanted her to get out. I was scared about what you'd do.
All right.
I told her not to tell him.
Miss Miller, I'm not accusing you. I'm just trying to build a picture.
I know, but...
Why don't we go back to the very beginning? When did Mrs. Titchener tell you she was going to leave her husband?
Any heart problems?
No.
Diabetes? Asthma?
Oh.
Any mental health issues?
She did say she'd been prescribed antidepressants.
Oh, yes. Can you remember what they are?
No, I can't. I've only just started taking them, though. Rob said I had to. Because of the baby, I haven't really been managing.
Well, your blood pressure's okay. Any other problems?
With the baby, no. No, the last scan was fine.
Good.
Do you know what you're having yet?
Little boy. What he wanted.
Could you just turn your arm? You seem to have a few red marks. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Any idea how you got them? They look fairly recent.
No, sorry, I don't remember.
So when did she tell you her husband had hit her?
2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Well, did she show you any evidence? Were there any bruises?
No, but it was a few days afterwards.
Even so?
And it wasn't a punch, exactly. It was more of a slap.
A slap?
That's how Helen described it.
And you've never personally witnessed Mr. Titchener being violent?
Rob's not like that, though. His mind games with him. He'd belittle her, making her doubt her own sanity. He was driving Helen mad.
All right, but let's just be clear. You wouldn't describe Mr. Titchener as a violent man. There's no wrong or right answer.
No, not normally.
I see.
But you must have done something. I told you Helen wouldn't have done this unless he'd attacked her first.
Even though she never actually said that to you?
Oh, she said she had to stop him.
From doing what?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, that's all very helpful. I'll need you to come back in to provide a formal statement, but for the time being...
I can go.
We just need your fingerprints and a DNA sample first.
Obviously, if she starts feeling faint or getting pains in her belly...
Yeah, don't worry, she'll be straight in an ambo. Last thing we need is her waters breaking on us.
No. Well, keep a close eye on her, especially until she's had her mental health assessment.
She'll be under strict observation.
Pardon me.
I reckon I should let you get back to bed. Hopefully, we won't need you again tonight.
If you don't mind. Morning surgery starts in 6 hours.
I'm not making any promises.
Good night.
Claire, are you busy? This is Miss Miller.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I need DNA and fingerprints taken.
Sure, if you could just give me a second.
Helen!
Kirsty!
Are you all right?
I'm sorry, I can't let you talk to the suspect.
Even for a minute. Helen, just tell them what he's been doing to
Darren,
you.
Darren, could you take Miss Miller through to the processing area, please?
Well, if you don't mind.
This way, madam.
Thank you.
Cooperative witness?
Well, I'm sure she thinks she's only helping her friend. What did the doctor say? Is she fit to be detained?
He wants her checked by an AMHP. In the meantime, we're going to let her rest.
Fair enough. We can start interviewing in the morning. What a mess.
Beggar's belief. You're just about to bring a new life into the world, and then you go and do something like that.
Making coffee.
You want one?
Please. Oh, look at the time. Johnny and Jazza have decided to call it a day.
Well, I suppose someone needs to be able to work in the morning.
Yeah. Have you calmed down a bit now?
Oh.
I couldn't believe it when they turned up at the door like that.
We're Henry's family, for heaven's sake. Do they think we're not capable?
Well, I suppose if you're used to working with vulnerable children, they must get called out to all sorts of things.
Then it should be obvious we don't fall into that category.
Right. I finally managed to get Henry to drop off. Not sure how long it'll last, but...
Is he still asking about Rob?
Of course.
What have you told him?
That Daddy's poorly and the doctors are making him better. What else can I say? We've no idea what's really going on. We're not allowed at the station.
All right, love. Tom, get that, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Tell them we've a sleeping child upstairs, whoever they are.
I'll tell them.
Just isn't right, Tony. What possible harm could there be in us seeing her? We know Helen won't cope on her own.
Kirsty, you're back. Oh, come in.
Kirsty, is Helen with you?
No, sorry.
What's happening? How is she?
Have you seen her?
I glimpsed her very briefly in a corridor. They put her in grey jogging bottoms and a T-shirt.
What?
So they're keeping her in then?
I guess so.
Why?
They can't actually think she stabbed Rob.
Perhaps.
I mean, had someone got into the house? Was it a burglary?
No. There wasn't anybody else.
You mean?
It was Rob. He must have left her with no option.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kirsty. I don't understand.
No.
She was leaving him.
Helen was.
She thought they'd be able to talk about it. I mean, he'd already hit her once.
When?
Kirsty, you're not serious.
Why didn't we know about this?
She tried to claim it was her fault.
Her fault?
She said she'd provoked him. But that's how Rob operates. Oh, when I first saw her after I came back, I knew something wasn't right.
That must have been months ago.
And you've been concerned all this time?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't believe this.
I tried to get her to ring a helpline. She would have hated me for telling anyone.
We knew she hadn't been herself. But
we thought it was her pregnancy.
Although, actually, I had started to wonder.
Tom?
The way Rob had sidelined her from the shop.
So you knew as well?
I didn't know exactly.
Tony, have we been completely blind?
Look, the point is, I've tried to explain it to the police, but... Well...
Well, what, Kirsty?
I might have made matters worse.
Worse?
It's the way they ask the questions. It made it sound different.
So what are you saying? That they're not going to believe her?
I'm saying I think Helen needs a lawyer.
Helen, this is Mr. Farrell.
Hi, Dominic Farrell. I'm a colleague of Usha's. I understand you rent her old house.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, she's very glad you've agreed to see me. So you've been refusing legal advice up until now.
That's right. Is there anything else you need, Helen? Do you want some water?
No, thank you.
Right, I'll leave you both to it then.
Hopefully they explained. I've been appointed by your family to act as your defence solicitor. I'm obviously very concerned.
Where's Henry? Is he all right?
Henry's fine. He's with his grandparents.
Oh, when can I see him?
Not just yet. What I need to know at this minute is how you are. Are they looking after you properly?
I have to see my son. He's only five.
Helen.
He won't understand why I'm not there.
Helen,
he needs me. He must be terrified.
I have to be honest with you, Helen. You're likely to be here for a while.
What?
From what I've read in disclosure, this is an extremely serious case. If you want to help Henry and yourself, you need to help me. Now, the police are going to interview you. We need to decide what course of action to take. Is that clear?
Yes.
So why don't you tell me exactly what happened? Try not to leave anything out. This conversation is confidential, so you can say anything you want. And then we'll take it from there.
Oh,
I'm Detective Sergeant Joanne Madeley, and the other police officer present is Detective Constable Mark Reed. Please state your full name and date of birth.
Helen Titchener, April 16th, 1979.
Also present is Dominic Farrell of Jefferson Crabtree Solicitors. Do you agree there are no other persons present?
Yes.
Before starting this interview, I must caution you that you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Understand? Mrs. Titchener?
Yes, I understand.
Can I state that it's my belief my client is suffering from shock? As such, she's in no position to answer questions and will therefore be exercising her right to silence.
And I'll remind you that your client has been seen by a doctor and a mental health professional and has been deemed fit for interview. All we want at this stage is your account of what happened. So, how did the evening begin? Your friend Kirsty Miller tells us you intended to leave your husband. Why was that?
No comment.
How would you describe your relationship? Has it been violent before?
No comment.
Mrs. Titchener, why didn't you call an ambulance straight away?
No comment.
Why isn't anyone coming to speak to us? I thought they said the operation had gone well.
Oh.
Bruce? I mean, weren't they taking him up to intensive care?
You heard them. You were there.
I know, but surely...
All we can do is wait for them to be bothered with us.
Oh, have you checked your phone? Miles might have rung. He'll want to know how his brother is. Do you think Robert knows we're here?
He's unconscious, isn't he?
Are you going somewhere?
I need some fresh air.
Oh, but Bruce, no.
Ursula, I'm not going to be long. Just a few blessed moments' peace.
No, no, wait, hang on. I think there might be someone coming now.
So you haven't got a message for them?
You can tell them to sling their hook if you like.
All right, but I can't stop them coming in.
Oh, no.
One of them had tucked into a full English before he admitted he were a reporter.
And you need to keep the tea room open. We understand. I'm just sorry we've had to close the shop.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Just take their money and send them packing.
Fair enough. I'll do my best.
Thanks, Fallon. Oh, ruddy journalist.
Oh, tell me about it. Johnny only just managed to avoid running over a photographer. More's the pity.
Has he checked on the herd yet?
Yeah, all done. I've asked him to crack on with harrowing the potatoes.
Oh, he's a good lad.
Tony?
Yes, I know.
Is that the solicitor?
Pat,
he promised to call as soon as they'd let him see Helen.
I'm getting it. Stay with Henry.
No, he's all right. He's flaked out on the sofa, poor lamb.
Yes, hello, Bridge Farm. Oh, Jennifer.
Oh,
no, nothing yet, I'm afraid.
All I want to know is how she is. I've been kept in the dark for so long.
Well, she's
hey, hey, Mum, come on.
I just don't she understand how I would have noticed. What's been a godsend these last few months, what with the shop and taking care of Helen?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't fit. She seemed happy.
I know.
Yeah, but you said she had a bruised wrist.
Yes, but she told me it was an accident.
You had your doubts, though.
Maybe, a little bit.
Sure.
Kirsty's the one who really suspected,
soon,
and I'd not thought about those bruises again till last night.
Oh, I should have trusted my gut instinct. I always knew I didn't like
we'll
him.
See.
Then again, he seemed so devoted.
Absolutely.
And Helen was so insistent it was what she wanted. I thought, well, it's not my life. If that's what makes her content, being a housewife and a mother, or... Oh, maybe that's... just what I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Think.
Hey, Mum, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh. Jennifer says they're all thinking of us. She'll bring some supper over this evening, if you like.
Oh, that's kind.
Oh, Yeah, yes, hello. Speaking. No, we're not answering any questions. Then you've as much information as we have.
Who was that?
Oh, some hack from the Echo. Oh, right, that's it. I've had enough of this.
Dad.
No, I'll get it.
Why? What are you going to do?
Yes?
Mr. Archer? Detective Sergeant Madeley, would it be possible to have a word?
Harris,
Susan.
Morning, oh, Susan.
Nice of you to drop by. I've been wondering when we'd find out about what's going on.
Ah, well,
was meant to be me morning in the dairy, but Pat texted saying not to bother.
Actually,
and Clary reckons Blossom Hill's sealed off behind police tape. Is that right?
That's right. I'm just going house to house collecting statements.
Oh, I see.
So, if you don't mind, did you happen to notice anything last night?
Me? No, we were on the sofa watching telly.
Okay, no problem.
Although, I mean, if anyone was likely to snap, well, I'm sure I don't need to tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, that Helen's highly strung. I mean, for a while she was hospitalised with anorexia.
Really?
Oh, yes. And then there was all that business with Greg's daughter. Nice girl, but... Helen was so desperate to mother her.
Greg?
Turner, Helen's boyfriend a while back. Killed himself. I reckon that's what unbalanced her, poor love.
Tom, tell her about the bruise.
Bruise?
On Helen's wrist.
When was this?
Oh, back in the autumn sometime. I mean, it wasn't that big, but it looked sore, you know. Like someone had... grabbed her, I suppose.
Is that what you thought?
I wasn't sure. Helen said she'd knocked herself playing with Henry.
Yes, but you noticed other things too.
You said you didn't like the way he'd taken over the shop.
Well, it was more than that, Dad.
Is that the farm shop here?
Yeah. Look, Rob likes to get his own way, and when he doesn't get it, well, he'll let you know about it. He's a bully.
A bully?
I'd say so.
And did either of you feel that way? Have you had concerns about his behaviour?
Well, they did have that big argument about Henry's schooling.
Oh.
Didn't they, love?
Yes, but...
Rob had been looking into private schools.
That had all blown over, though. He always gave the impression he had Helen's best interest at heart.
So, as far as you knew, their relationship was fine?
Yes.
But you need to understand... Helen's not been well.
I know, you've explained that.
No.
And please believe me, she's getting all the medical attention she requires.
I don't just mean with the baby. Helen's a fragile person. She's had problems in the past with eating and depression. So when she started behaving neurotically again, I just assumed that...
What? That she was having some sort of relapse?
Precisely. Although now we know the truth...
Mum?
I'm just... so worried what all this might be doing to her.
And during the times when your daughter's been ill, has she ever shown a propensity towards violence?
Oh, no.
Don't be absurd.
Helen's never been aggressive.
Never?
Of course not.
All right. Well, thank you.
Is that it?
For now. Oh, actually, no. How's,
Henry?
Yes. Has he said anything to you?
No.
And we've tried not to ask.
Probably wise. However, it would help if you'd allow us to talk to him.
What, now?
No. We have special procedures for interviewing children. Would you be able to bring him into the station tomorrow?
Ursula?
Yes, yes. What did they say?
They are going to keep him under for at least a couple of days.
Why?
They are most concerned about his bowel. So far... they've only done a makeshift repair. Well, that's how the woman doctor put it. When they take him back into surgery tomorrow, they're going to give him a stoma.
What's that?
A bag on his stomach so he can go to the toilet.
Oh, Lord, no.
It was
much
as I could do to get her to admit that. Look at them rushing around after all these other patients while my son... lies butchered in the corner.
Oh, no.
Ursula, stop sobbing.
Yes. Sorry.
Put your coat on. Tears aren't going to help Rob now, are they?
I told you before, you're wasting your time. I've got nothing to say to you.
Fallon!
Susan, sorry. I didn't see you. I'm too busy avoiding the press.
Oh, I know. I've just had a chap from the Courier asking me about Rob... I told him, as far as I'm concerned, he's a hero for what he did in the flood. I'm not going to start flapping my mouth off about him now.
Good for you.
Have you been up past Blossom Hill Cottage? There's all sorts of official-looking folk going in and out. You know, wearing white boiler suits like you see on TV. It's unbelievable.
You're right there. I only gave Kirsty a fruit pie to take over there yesterday. It's just another day.
Why, it's probably evidence now.
Good. Yeah, probably.
Hello, gorgeous. What are you doing home?
I just decided to pop back for a late lunch. It's all a bit intense at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, I bet. Hello again, Susan.
Hello. Well, I suppose I'd best get on. Ordinary life has to carry on, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
See you, Susan.
And how are you? You look knackered. Did you get any sleep last night?
Not much. I'm okay, though. At least I've not had my guts spilled all over the kitchen floor.
Sweetheart.
Did you know Helen were anorexic?
Who told you that?
Came up while I was going house to house and stuff about a former boyfriend topping himself.
You're joking. Some people.
Well, I know.
What's it got to do with anything anyway?
Well, it might not. I just hadn't realised Helen was so troubled.
Look, Helen's been through a lot, but that were ages ago. Come on, you know her.
I know.
You're not actually going to take that stuff seriously.
Well, it ain't up to me if the bosses want to follow it up.
No, then you have to tell them that it's just gossip.
Helen, I can't.
Well, of course you can. Helen's your friend.
Maybe, but if you'd seen what I walked in on last night, well, you might not be so sure.
If we're not allowed to see her, what do they expect? Am I supposed not to worry?
No, of course not.
I have no idea, ma'am.
It doesn't mean Helen's crazy.
And you said nothing wrong.
Yes, we're trying.
But from now on, though, anything to do with Helen's mental health, let's run it past the solicitor
first. Every time you ring, we rush to the phone thinking it might be news. Well, that's what I'm saying. You'll know when we do. Now, I have to go. Yes. Bye.
Was that Gran?
Oh, it's as though she thinks we're sat twiddling our thumbs. I can't just haul Helen out of her cell.
Right, well, I'll see if Henry's finished setting up the train track yet.
And Tom, ask him if he wants a snack, will you?
Yeah, of course.
Tony.
I know. I shouldn't have snapped, but she expects me to have answers and I haven't got any.
No.
Oh, just give me a minute, I'll ring her back.
There's someone putting up outside. Oh, no.
What?
It must be Rob's parents. That's Ursula, isn't it? Oh. Tony, what should we do?
See what they want, I suppose. You never know. Maybe Rob's not as badly hurt as we thought.
Are you Tony?
Bruce, is it?
And I'm Pat. Hello, Ursula.
How's Rob?
Oh, they want to know how Rob is, as if that daughter of theirs hasn't done enough damage.
No, just
losing
hold on.
Him his job, wrecking his marriage, forcing him to father some other man's child.
Stop right there.
Are you proud of the daughter you've raised?
I could ask you the same thing about your son. We've been learning a lot about him and his cruelty.
Really?
Helen was defending herself.
I'll tell you what she did defending herself. She stabbed him in his stomach. In his chest. She slashed his wrists open.
Oh,
it took them 3 hours to sew him back together.
I'm sorry.
They put 4 pints of blood into him. He's breathing with one lung. Are you saying my son's responsible for that? Well, Ursula, what are you doing standing back there? Tell them what you told the police.
You've been to the police?
Too damn right we have.
When?
That's where we've just come from.
Well, go on.
I...
What are you waiting for?
I knew the first moment I clapped eyes on her. She's dangerous. I don't know why I didn't take it seriously. It's my fault. What is?
Your daughter threatened to kill him.
No!
Pat! Don't deny it. She said it to both of us.
Yes, but that wasn't...
Helen said she wanted to kill Robert, and that's precisely what I've told the police.
I know it's done out for kids, but this is a lot nicer room than the one they took my statement in yesterday.
Hmm?
You'd barely even notice the camera.
I suppose not.
Henry! Hey, look... Have you seen the beads? Do you think you can get them all the way over to the other side?
Should I ask to talk to the detective again?
Perhaps.
Well, all they have at the moment is Ursula's version of events.
And say what? That Helen didn't threaten to, you know...
Well, no.
You can't lie. So unless they actually ask you...
No, maybe.
Hi there.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Are we going to see Mummy now?
No, darling, I told you, Mummy's still busy.
What we are going to do, though, is have a lovely little chat.
I'm Detective Constable Wendy Sharples, and I think you already know Nadine from Child Services.
Yes.
Hi.
And you must be Henry. It's fantastic to meet you. Now, would you mind if I asked your granny and her friend to wait in the corridor? It's all right, Henry. There's nothing to be scared about.
They'll just be outside.
Now, remember, if you don't know the answer, that's fine. No one's making you do anything you don't want to. All right?
Okay.
Good boy. If you'd like something to drink, there's a machine just around the corner.
Okay. Thanks.
See you in a little while, sweetheart.
So, you've been playing with the bead frame. Fun, isn't it? I like the bright yellow ones. What if I were to say they were all yellow?
No, they're not.
Oh, so that isn't true?
No, they're all different colours.
Oh, good. So you know what a lie is then.
Heavens above! I'd like to know who gave my name to those journalists.
Why, who was it this time?
Oh, some young girl from Radio Borsetshire. I realise they need to report something, but quite why it has to be my being rescued during the flood.
Well, you've seen the front of the Courier.
Oh, I know.
Flood hero stabbed.
Ludicrous, isn't it? Not that Rob wasn't brave. Dread to think what would have happened if he hadn't rowed a boat out to us.
It's all just a waste of ink.
Oh, Peggy, what is it?
Well, honestly, Chris, why do they have to insinuate? They say a 36-year-old woman's been arrested. Who else is anyone going to think that is?
Oh, look, it's only the Courier. Nobody reads it. It's mainly just adverts. Pass it here.
What?
Bill needs some newspaper for his litter tray anyway.
But, Dominic, how many more times are they going to interview her?
Look, they've already been granted an extra 12 hours. If they want any longer, then they'll have to go to court.
They wouldn't get it, though, surely?
No.
She's a pregnant woman, for goodness sake. She's not threatening.
Which is what we put to the judge.
What about Henry? Don't they realise how difficult this is for him?
No.
Look, we're cooperating. What do they need to find out that they couldn't if Helen came home?
I tend to agree, but that's just the way it works. Look, I need to talk to Helen before the next interview. I'm sure we'll have a clearer picture after that.
Give her my love.
Of course I will. Speak in a bit.
Oh, and I thought I hated the legal system after me and Tom got done for trashing GM crops.
Oh, if only that's what we were dealing with now.
See? Here they both are.
Mummy.
Henry, how was that? Are you okay?
Yeah, he did brilliantly. He's been telling me all sorts of things.
Oh, yes?
Which is his favourite Power Ranger, how they only use Super Mega Mode as a very last resort.
Are we allowed to go home now?
Absolutely.
Say goodbye then.
Bye-bye, Wendy.
See you, Henry. It's been very nice talking to you.
Right. Come on. Shall we buy a donut now?
Yeah.
Kirsty?
Oh, that sounds like an amazing idea.
Well done.
Oh, are you watching?
Breaks your heart, doesn't it? Mm. Poor little chap saw everything. Still, it does answer a few things.
Really? I didn't want to push him too hard.
No, you did great. Time to talk to his mother again.
Then I'll ask it another way. When your son came into the kitchen, is that when you picked up the knife?
No comment.
Were you protecting him? That's what Miss Miller suggested.
No comment.
Or were you holding the knife already?
Look, I've repeatedly explained my client's wish to remain silent. This is the fourth of these interviews you've given her. Now, I'd like to know for what purpose she's still being held.
Because we still have questions, Mr. Farrell. So, let's move on to the phone calls. Now, you rang Miss Miller around the time of the incident, but then you hung up before she could answer. Why was that, Mrs. Titchener?
No comment.
All right, but she claims that when she called back, you told her everything was fine, even though 9 minutes after that, you called again saying... Hang on, let me get this right. Kirsty, he's dead. I killed him. Do you remember saying that?
No comment.
Do you refute your friend's statement?
No comment.
Mrs. Titchener, do you have an explanation for what took place in those 9 minutes? I mean, something must have happened. Did you and your husband argue? Was he intimidating you? I mean, we've checked both your phones. We know he was tracking you. Was that with your agreement? Why did you say to Miss Miller that you had to stop him?
No comment.
When did you first realise you needed psychiatric help?
All right, that's enough now.
I mean, your mother's told us she was worried about you.
My mum.
Is this necessary?
As has your mother-in-law. I mean, she was so concerned about your ability to cope with two children, she thought they might have to send Henry to a new school. You were very angry about that, weren't you?
Hello?
No comment.
You were furious that your husband had gone behind your back. So angry, in fact, you said you wanted to kill him.
What?
Is that right?
Yes, but
could we have a moment?
Well, no, I shouldn't mean it that way, please. I just want to see my son. I have to explain to him that it's been the two of us for so long.
Look, I think
I've hardly ever
there.
Been away from him.
You can see my
honeymoon. Let me just go home.
The time is now 10:22 and I'm switching off the tape. Thank you. You can take Mrs. Titchener back to her cell now.
Well, thanks for coming with me to the station.
Oh, don't be daft.
Honestly, I'm not sure I could face taking Henry on my own.
It's fine. Tom and Tony need to keep the farm going.
Even so, you've been such a wonderful friend. If it hadn't been for you,
Pat.
At least Helen had somebody. After everything we've been through with her.
Oh, come on.
Oh, why didn't I trust my gut feeling? Rob was so obviously a chauvinist. But then as time went on, he seemed so protective and attentive towards Helen. A knight in shining armour. When in actual fact...
He fooled everyone, including Helen. That's how men like him do it. The police must know that.
You'd hope so, but...
Of course they must. Come on, why would a woman like Helen attack her husband for no reason? Think about it, it doesn't make sense.
They've still got her in custody.
I know, but they have to go through their machinations. Look at the time, they can't hold her for much longer. You'll see. That might be Dominic now.
Oh, I do hope so. Hello? Bridge Farm? Yes, it's me.
Oh, honestly. First no one answers, and now it's engaged. What do you think, Chris? Should I go over there?
Oh, you've not been calling again, have you? Tony said he'd ring as soon as there's news.
Yes, I know, but...
He and Pat must have so much to contend with.
Well, it seems ridiculous doing nothing. I really ought to send flowers to the hospital. Just think how Rob's family must be feeling. Poor Ursula. I'm not even certain I have any way of contacting them.
Peggy...
Maybe I should send a card.
Do you think that's such a good idea? Emotions must be running very high at the moment. Perhaps you should let the dust settle first.
I can't just sit here, not watching the news, not reading the paper, with all that chaos across the road, police tapes and guards on duty.
I think you're going to have to, dear.
But I...
What else can you do? So come on, have a nice cup of tea, and I'm sure we'll hear something very soon.
No. They made a mistake.
Mrs. Archer?
You have to tell them. There must be something you can do.
I can't stop the CPS from making their decision. Now, if you just let me explain where we are, the next thing that's going to happen is that Helen will appear in the magistrate's court.
When?
Tomorrow morning. Until then, she'll be kept at the station.
But why? You said they had to release her.
That was while she was still only under arrest. And to be perfectly honest, even if the police had chosen to bail her, Children's Services would have wanted their say.
What about? She's not going to hurt Henry.
He witnessed a violent incident. They count that as abuse.
Oh, for goodness.
Plus, he's a key witness. The police may be concerned she could influence him.
Surely he can at least see her now. Can I?
I'm afraid not. Listen, I'm on my way back to the office. Can I call you once I'm there?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks. And, I'm really genuinely sorry. We'll talk in a little while.
Okay.
Pat? What is it? What did he say?
This can't be happening. Not to Helen. It's not real.
Oh, Pat, come on. It's okay. Whatever it is, we can deal with it.
But they charged her, Kirsty. I think she did it deliberately.
What?
They must have listened to Ursula.
So what's the charge? Wounding? Grievous bodily harm?
No. Attempted murder.
So you discussed it with her?
Yes. I've just been to see her in the holding cells.
How is she?
Bearing up. She was transferred from the station about an hour ago.
And she's agreed not to apply for bail.
She needs to come home with us, Dominic.
I know. But as I explained yesterday, we do need time to prepare. There's no point rushing in today if the district judge is just going to turn us down.
No, all right, but...
And even if he didn't, she'd still be sent to a bail hostel. It could be hundreds of miles away. Almost certainly wouldn't be very pleasant.
What? Worse than prison?
Very possibly.
But what if her anemia comes back? Or she has preeclampsia? She had it before. The stress could bring on early labour.
In which case, she'd be taken straight to a hospital.
She would?
Yeah, of course. Although she'd be under guard.
What?
Look, I do realise how hard this is, but today, at this moment, a women's prison might be the best option we have.
How can that be?
Hiya.
Oh, morning, Tom.
We brought some coffees.
Here you are, Tony. Oh,
thank you, Kirsty.
Look, it's almost time. An usher will come and fetch you.
Dominic, did they give her the clothes I brought in for her?
Yeah, she got them.
Does she look smart? I couldn't go into the house, you see, and I didn't know what would still fit.
Really, don't worry.
A policeman had to come and fetch it, but I thought at least she wouldn't have to do up a cardigan.
She looks very presentable. The hearing's only a formality anyway. It won't take very long.
But I still want to know...
I'll see you in the courtroom.
Well, just so you know, there's plenty of folk round here that have grown fond of Rob. We're all wishing him well.
That's very kind of you.
You're right to keep busy, though. I remember when my Christopher was in hospital. The house had never been so spotless. All that disinfectant ought to keep you busy for a while.
Do you think I could have my change?
Oh, yes, sorry. I'm sure they're taking good care of him, though. We couldn't praise Christopher's doctors highly enough. They were wonderful. So, what exactly is wrong with Rob? Do you know how long they're keeping him in for?
No, I don't. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope he gets better soon.
Ursula.
Peggy. Good morning.
How's...
Please. Excuse me.
Of course, but...
I wouldn't worry too much, Peggy. I think she's just a little preoccupied. You can understand.
Yes. Did she mention how Rob is?
Well, not really, like I say. Although now the police have finished at Blossom Hill Cottage, she's moving in.
Oh, right.
And what about Helen? How's she doing? Pat and Tony must be beside themselves.
To be quite honest, I haven't heard. As far as I know, they've not been allowed to see her.
Oh, terrible, isn't it? Well, you know they can't stop you writing. Getting letters always brightened up my day.
Yes, of course. Well, you'd know.
Although mine was a low-security jail. Still, you'd think they'd allow visitors, even for attempted murder.
I'm sorry. Attempted?
Well, isn't that what Helen's been charged with? It's what it says in the Echo.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, didn't you know, Peggy?
I've been avoiding the coverage.
Oh, nobody told you? Well, in that case, I am sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to be the bearer of bad news.
Sir, the next case on your list is Helen Titchener.
Could the defendant be brought to the dock, please?
Who do you think all those other people are?
I don't know. Reporters, maybe. Nosy Parkers. Just be grateful Bruce and Ursula aren't here.
Tony.
Hey, dear, don't get upset now. We need to be strong for Helen. Hold my hand. Oh, my God.
Tony, look. She's so pale.
It's okay.
Sweetheart, we're here.
She can see us. Try to smile.
Is your name Helen Titchener?
We mustn't look worried. It's all going to be fine.
Sir, Miss Boyd appears for the prosecution. Mrs. Titchener is represented by Mr. Farrell.
Sir, Mrs. Titchener is charged with attempted murder. The brief facts being that on the night of the 4th of April, in the course of a domestic argument, she stabbed her husband twice in the presence of her 5-year-old child. Mr. Titchener collapsed. Fortunately, a friend arrived and called an ambulance. The police attended and Mrs. Titchener was arrested and taken to Borchester Police Station. Whilst she was in custody, her son was interviewed and confirmed that he saw his mummy stab his daddy. When Mrs. Titchener was interviewed about these matters, she refused to comment. Being an indictable-only offence, would you please send this case to the Crown Court for a plea and trial preparation hearing on May the 5th?
Is that date convenient, Mr. Farrell?
It is, sir.
And what does the prosecution have to say about bail?
We strongly submit that Mrs. Titchener should be remanded in custody. There are reasonable grounds to believe that she may interfere with witnesses or even abscond, given the serious nature of the allegation. It is also apparent to the prosecution that, given Mrs. Titchener's lack of response in interview, remanding in custody would be for her own protection, as she appears unstable.
Mr. Farrell, are you applying for bail today?
We're making no application today. We will apply our notice in due course.
Mrs. Titchener, would you please stand? I'm sending your case to Crown Court for a plea and trial preparation hearing on the 5th of May 2016. On that day, you will be required to enter your plea to the allegation you face. Do you understand? Mrs. Titchener, is that quite clear?
If you'll allow, sir, my client is obviously overwhelmed. I can confirm that she understands.
Very well. Take her down.
They're still human, though, aren't they? They could see what a state she was in.
I know, love, I know.
Where's their compassion?
Come on. Helen's stronger than you think.
She really is.
And it's all just procedure. They're only doing their job.
Well, they ought to be ashamed. Bringing her in handcuffs. Talking as though she was just a case number. I thought we didn't treat people like that anymore.
I suppose they have to deal with everyone the same.
But she's not. She's an abused, pregnant woman.
We know that.
Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Tony?
Pat? Oh, Dominic.
How are we doing?
Bit of a shock seeing Helen.
Still. You got through it.
So, what now?
Well, as you heard, the case will be sent to the Crown Court.
Yeah?
Which means Helen will have to be represented by a barrister. Now, I can point her in the right direction, but whoever she decides upon, she's going to have to discuss with them very carefully what kind of defence she wants to make.
Ursula? I don't mean to impose. I just wanted to say how sorry I am. If you like, I can go. Hello? Are you in here? Ursula.
It won't come off the grouting. The towels weren't too bad, but the blood's left a stain.
You've not been left to clear up, have you?
Oh, the police made a display of trying. Look at it, though. Dinner left out on the table, broken crockery on the floor.
Is that...
Oh, yes, there's fingerprint dust everywhere. And there's a smell, too. That's why I've opened the windows and doors to try to get some air through.
Are you sure you can stay here?
I'm not spending another night in a hotel. And I can't go home. I need to be close to Robert, just in case.
Just in case?
He's just lying there, Peggy.
with all his wires and tubes and God knows what else. He doesn't even look like my son. He's so frail.
Oh, Ursula, I had no idea.
Bruce says I shouldn't upset myself, but they had to operate on him for another 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, come on. Don't sit there on the floor.
I've even started praying.
Well, that's good. I've been praying too. Here, have a chair.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's my phone.
Where?
In my handbag. It might be Bruce.
No, stay where you are. I can fetch it.
Right. I suppose I'd better see how Emma's been getting on with Henry.
Yeah. Tom, are you coming in?
No, I'm going to go check on Johnny.
Okay.
I should be making tracks too. Not that I can really face the thought of going back to work.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Seems like another world.
Stupid, but I can't help wondering.
What?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, go on.
Well, what might have happened if I hadn't called off the wedding?
Tom.
It wasn't just our relationship I wrecked. You always had your suspicions about Rob. If Helen had still had you as a friend, she might never have married him.
I hardly think
that. Or if we'd been able to talk. I mean, we both had our worries. We might have realised sooner.
Tom, honestly.
Don't you think?
Yes, of course. Lots of things might have happened. Oh, I keep asking myself why I didn't stay once I knew she was leaving. What's done is done, though. We both did what we thought was best.
No, even so.
So don't go transferring your guilt about us onto this. I mean it, Tom. The only person to blame is Rob.
Yes, okay.
All we can do is try to put the past to one side and concentrate on supporting Helen. She's going to need us more than ever now.
Well, you're right there.
Can't afford to get distracted by regrets.
No, I know. Sorry, hang on just a sec. Gran?
Hello, dear.
What's the matter? You all right? What are you doing here?
Tony, I don't know what you're suggesting.
All I'm saying is we have to consider it. We don't know what happened. Maybe it was a moment of insanity.
Insanity?
Diminished responsibility. Isn't that a defence? Something to do with her hormones?
Great. So instead of locking her up in jail, they can stick her in a mental institution.
I'm only trying to think of a solution.
I can't believe you're talking this way about your own daughter.
I'm not blaming her. For all I know, it might be our fault. She's always been vulnerable. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we didn't give her enough reassurance as a child.
Look, we both know Helen's had her problems.
So there's no use pretending otherwise.
But the only person she's ever tried to harm is herself. We know what happened. We know Rob must have pushed her to the point where she didn't have a choice.
Yes, perhaps. But how are we ever going to prove it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, Tom.
Gran's here. Apparently she didn't realise Helen had been charged.
I know you didn't want me coming over here pestering you.
Mum, I'm sorry.
Things have been rather chaotic, Peggy.
And if I'm honest, I didn't know how to tell you.
Well, that doesn't matter now. I've just been to see Ursula.
Where?
At Blossom Hill Cottage. She's beside herself.
Well, if you're expecting us to feel sorry for Ursula...
Mum, please, just listen.
She had a phone call from the hospital. Rob's developed a serious infection caused by the contamination from his bowels.
So?
So?
He's being looked after, isn't he?
Yes.
While your pregnant granddaughter's locked up in a cell.
Oh, Peggy, you listening?
Come on now.
Rob is critically ill.
The hell with Rob. It's Helen you should be thinking of.
Which is exactly what I am doing. Rob might not make it, Tony. They called Ursula so she could be by his bedside. And what's going to happen to Helen then?
Oh, no.
Don't you see? If Rob dies, Helen will be facing a charge for murder.